Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with a new friend, Robert Buettner, is here. He's an attorney and a novelist, a sci-fi novelist, a sci-fi thriller novelist, and he's written 9 of those puppies. And the new one is called The Golden Gate. They're award-winning books, by the way, folks. The Golden Gate, and it's the essence of the book. Don't worry, there's no spoiler alert here, but the essence of the book is around technology that will allow people to live long, for a long time, maybe 1,000 years. Right, Robert?
That's the technology that's no longer crazy. Yes, that's right.
He said the book's a book of fiction, folks, but he says the technology around it is real. And, you know, Robert, my position on this, and I've said this with my tongue in my cheek, but actually very meaning it truthfully, I don't think I want to see what the world looks like when I'm 100.
No, you know,
never mind me. I don't think I'm going to like what I see when I'm 100. What do you think?
So I think, and we're not even talking the new technologies. We're not talking about pushing it out to 100. We're talking about people staying young, not to age 100, but out to age 1,000 potentially.
Not just living longer, but having a quality of life longer as well.
Absolutely. We were talking about earlier, the problem is with your body works fine when you're 25 years old. You know, you can, for example, you get pneumonia, you get over pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
But then once the cells that help you to do that, as they stop replicating themselves, as you get older, then what happens is when you're 92, like our President George H.W. Bush recently, you get pneumonia and you're in the ICU
you're
lucky if you get out.
Your autogenesis cells don't replicate like they used to, do they?
Exactly. So that's the thing that's changing, because our ability to tinker with what goes on inside cells in the body has increased so much, and our ability to assimilate that information and to convert it into useful therapies.
So let's say Robert, that day after tomorrow somebody comes up with an elixir, let's just make it easy, a pill.
Yeah.
And you can start taking this pill, and you can take it for a year and extend your life to, let's just say, a quality of life beyond 125. Let's just say that.
Sure.
And it's legal.
Yeah.
And people start being able to buy it. And you can either say it's very expensive and only the rich people can have it, or it's free. I don't care. But who is there are ethical issues. There are... Does somebody regulate this? We've had this. One thing to think about, Robert, is the politicians seem to have a problem with natural law these days, right? Following natural law. Well, part of the natural law
politicians
is...
Politicians have a problem with a lot of the laws.
but my point is the natural law for humans is, you know, less than 100 years. You go messing around with that, look at all the things it messes with.
Oh, absolutely. You were talking about the how are we going to get that technology? I mean, the fact of the matter is, when that technology arrives initially, it's going to be wicked expensive. I mean, the 1%, they're going to be able to live forever. The rest of us, no. And the problem with that is actually bigger than you might think. I mean, we live with income inequality. There was a story out in the last month or two that said that 8 people now control more wealth than the bottom 3.5 billion people combined.
Right. Yeah, but, I believe that.
You know, a lot of us read that story, but not very many of us went to the barricades over it. We live with that. We also live with the idea that the bad guys get away with it. And a lot of the reason we're able to live with those things is we know that in the end, the Vladimir Putins are just as dead as we are. Death is a great equalizer, and it's comforting to us to know that on some level we're all equal. Now, if that changes and effectively the 1% are immortal, that can have a profound effect on the way we think about what it is.
Another thing, no parent wants to bury a child.
No, that's...
And the longer you live, the more chances are that you might do that. And that's one compelling thing.
It's unfortunately something that right now we deal with for a lot of reasons. And that's one thing about the new technology that people need to understand is we're not talking about making people immortal in that sense. If you step out in front of a bus, you're still going to be dead. You may have the body of a 25-year-old, even though you're 90, but you're still going to be dead. So those kinds of issues will still be with us.
Mm-hmm. But to recap this,
we
Rob,
have the potential. Hold on, Rob.
Before you go, I want to recap for folks who may have just tuned in. In your new novel, The Golden Gate, you're saying that even though it's a fictional novel, the technology behind the novel about longer life, higher quality of life, physically speaking, is possible right now. It's a reality.
Well, it's real enough that if we had the right person or if a government got behind it, but they never would because then they've got to address all these other issues.
I need your website, Robert.
Okay. More details about my book, The Golden Gate, are available at my website, which is www.mynameRobert.com.
Thank you, Robert. Quick break. Stay with
me. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.